Well, first off, welcome as always on Women's Soccer Zone. One of my favourite people to speak to. The last time we spoke was actually quite a while ago and a lot's happened since then. I guess the first thing I need to ask is how recovery is going after the recent injury that you picked up and the surgery that you had.
Yep. Well, first of all, good to be back. It's always fun to be on this podcast and having a little chat. So thanks for having me on again. Rehab is going great. Honestly, it was a super minor. I know I had to have surgery, and that seems major, but it actually was quite a minor injury. It was just not minor in the bad timing department. Sort of a crucial part of the season, and unfortunately, having to miss quite a few games in a tough stretch that we have. But rehab's going really good. I'm just about 2 weeks out. I'll start on the Alter G tomorrow, and kind of looking to have an accelerated, but, cautious, but accelerated, rehab as much as I can. I want to get back out there as soon as I can, but want to be healthy and fit and in a place where, I'm not thinking about it. So thus far, it feels good. Surgery and everything went well, and, just taking it day by day.
For those that don't know, explain what Alter G is.
Alter G is a treadmill that basically can decrease your weight, so you can run at like a percentage of your weight. So kind of coming back from injury, it's good, so you don't have to fully weight bear. You can kind of get in at 50, 60, 75% of your weight and sort of see how it reacts as you kind of ramp up the weight bearing and the load on your injury. So it's like you get in it, you zip into, you like get into these like, I don't know, like spandex type thing, and then you just kind of zip into this thing and it like blows up with air. It's like a space treadmill, basically.
Sounds like some sort of Marshmallow Man outfit just on your legs.
Basically.
I mean, you mentioned the bad timing. I mean, in terms of frustration, having come off of the knee injury at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016 as well, how difficult is it mentally to overcome an injury like this? I know you said it's not serious in terms of timings, in terms of how long you're going to be out for, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Some of the best form of your career in 2017 for both club and country, and then this injury happens. Mentally, how tough have you had to be since learning about the injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's more frustrating and annoying than anything. In terms of career-wise and just the type of injury that it is, it's very minor. So it's more of just a little bump in the road. But, it's just frustrating. I want to be on the field. I want to be helping my team. I want to be playing games and doing whatever we can to make this playoff push and to try to put us in the best possible position to make the playoffs and to make a good run at the championship. And it's just honestly really annoying. If I had to put an emoji on it, it'd be the eye roll emoji. That's kind of what I've been, at least, kind of messaging back to people who have sent their well wishes, but it's just more annoying. I mean, it's obviously not my first time, and hopefully it'll be my last, but just more frustrating than anything.
I think if Rain fans were going to use an emoji, it'd probably be the pile of poo or the pile of crap, whatever you guys would describe
yeah,
it as. But
exactly.
It is what it is. I mean, obviously the championship game is the 14th of October in Orlando. The playoffs would obviously be, what, the week or two before that. Do you envisage, obviously, if the team makes the postseason, do you envisage being ready for the playoffs if the team gets there?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that probably even before that, I'll be ready to kind of get back out there. Like I said, and like I've always said, with my injuries, I kind of just take it day by day. That doesn't mean I take it slow. It doesn't mean I take it fast. I just, if I'm ready to do something, then I feel comfortable doing it. Then I kind of go with that feeling, and already it seems like I'm kind of on an accelerated program, and there wasn't really that much damage. My surgeon was very light-handed in there and just did only what needed to be done and kind of got out of there very quickly. So I'm hoping that I can be back before that and hopefully have the rain kit on in the next few weeks.
We'll talk about the rain and talk about the season. Actually, when we arranged to do this interview, it was, I think it was before the announcement that you were going to be out, so the tone of the interview is slightly different to what I'd planned, but I said it a little bit earlier, some of the form of your career, tremendous 2017 so far, 12 goals in the NWSL, a hat-trick against Sky Blue, which I want to talk about shortly, because that game was just insane, and blimey, we saw another one the past weekend. Unfortunately, your team was on the wrong end of it, but exactly the same scoreline, yeah. But a reverse. But talk about the rain and the 2017 season, because for you as an individual, absolutely phenomenal. What's been the kind of key and the secret to your form before the injury?
I mean, I think that, you know, I was able to, you know, put myself in a position from the go where I was very strong and very fit, and I had a really good preseason. I think this is the first time that I've actually been able to be fully in the preseason, whether that's been from injuries or national team duties or whatever. So, you know, I kind of in the fall, I guess fall of 2016, and then, you know, sort of the early part of 2017, I wasn't really in with the national team that much, didn't go to She Believes. So I was able to, I guess, make lemonade out of that situation and just get fit and strong and really focus on being in the best position physically I could for the team at the start of the season. So I feel like I started well, and the team started well, and I was able to kind of carry that momentum. I always felt like coming back from my injury in 2015, coming back from the ACL, that I just needed to play. And obviously kind of hurried back and made the Olympics, and, you know, the season only had 5 games when we got back, and then didn't play much that fall, didn't play much that spring. So I always kind of had in my mind that as soon as I started playing, I was going to be fine. I was fit. I was healthy. I was strong. I just needed to get the minutes under my belt. So Laura and I had a lot of conversations about that, just about staying patient and doing everything you can in the meantime to get yourself in a position that when you do start training, I think it was mid-March we started, you know, when we did start training, we did start playing games, that would all kind of fall back into place. So I felt like that was really key in terms of starting the season off strong. And then, you know, obviously we had a lot of changeover this season, and I felt, you know, my role increase, or felt at least the responsibility of my role to increase. I knew that I was going to have to take on more, especially in the offensive end, and I wanted to do that and sort of put more pressure on myself and tried to be more for the team than I had been in the past. So those both kind of worked out, and you know, unfortunately had the injury, but we've had a pretty good season, I think.
Plenty of experienced heads in that team, the likes of Jess Fishlock, Lou Barnes. But have you had to play a bit more of a captain's role this season? You mentioned your role has changed a little bit. Obviously, since last season, we've seen retirements of like Keelan Winters and Kendall Fletcher. Hope Solo, obviously, is not involved. We won't go into that for one reason or another. But you are now, and always have been, one of the more senior players, but with the loss of some very kind of big leaders in that team, has your responsibility as a leader increased a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've never been the, you know, the sort of super vocal, you know, wear the armband kind of leader. I'm not sure that's particularly suited for me, but I definitely have a leadership role within the team and feel that's my responsibility, and being, I think I am the oldest person on the team this year, so being the elder states person on the team, I wanted to take on more responsibility. I wanted to be that player that the team could rely on. I wanted to, you know, be able to be consistent for the team and show up every week and be someone that we can count on to put us in position to win games. So that was definitely a conscious decision, I think, to be more of that. And obviously losing, you know, goal scoring prowess of Kim Little and, you know, even Fletch, she had, you know, always had a couple goals every season, and Keelan had a couple of goals every season. So we definitely lost a lot of that sort of veteran, you know, know-how within the team. But I think the young players have done well coming in and, you know, learning the system and being part of the club. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to try to, you know, be that consistent player for the club and take on as much responsibility as I could going into the season.
How much of their responsibility on the field comes from experiences off it? I don't want to go too much into it because you've done a lot of interviews and you've spoken openly about views that you have on certain topics and subjects that have been very, very high profile and well publicized over the last year, 18 months. But having to deal with things like the kneeling for the national anthem with the US Women's National Team and the situation that you found yourself in nearly a year to the day, actually, with the Washington Spirit last year, the learnings that you've had and how you deal with those high profile and high pressure situations, the learnings that you take from that, how do they apply to how you take things on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, experience is huge. Just to be able to go through those things, go through extremely stressful situations where you have to, you know, compartmentalize and you have to kind of juggle a lot of different things. I mean, I think I could probably say now I've dealt with experiences on the field that are just as stressful as off the field, definitely in the last year. I think it's about, you know, staying balanced and trying to keep a cool head and not getting too high or too low. Whatever that may be, whether, you know, you're up a bunch of goals or down a bunch of goals, or whether you're, you know, under fire for taking a position or people are praising you for it. I think, you know, staying true to who you are, staying true to what your game is, staying true to the things that have gotten you there. I think that at least I gain a lot of confidence and a lot of comfort from just trying to stay balanced. I know I'm can be a fiery figure and sort of an emotional player on and off the field, emotional person at times. But I think, especially in the last year and a half or so, quite a lot has happened. And I think I've learned a lot from that and grown up a lot from that and have been able to, you know, really sort of hone in on what it is that I need to stay balanced on the field and off the field. So I've, you know, gone through a lot, some self-inflicted, some not, but all of it just sort of lends to the experience. And unfortunately, as you get older, you get wiser and, you know, things come a little bit easier in that sense.
Well, let's come back to the rain. I mentioned the game that you, well, a number of games this season that you have performed incredibly well in, but I want to talk about that Seattle Reign 5, Sky Blue FC 4. Topsy-turvy. Yeah, well, obviously you weren't involved in the most recent one that was Sam Kerr stole the show with this one. You yeah. stole the show with the first one. I mean, you mentioned just now, and you made me feel very old when you said it, because I've got a few years on you, that you're the oldest member of the team. Even at your age now, which, let's be honest, you've still got a few years ahead of you, to be involved in games like that, even at this stage of your career, that must have felt pretty crazy.
Yeah, thrilling. Definitely thrilling. I mean, those are the game. Unfortunately, no, we want to win 4-0. We never want to let four goals in. We want to, you know, have a clean sheet every game. But, you know, that's just kind of the way it happens sometimes. But, I mean, those games are always thrilling. Those are the ones you look back in your career and just kind of have to have a chuckle at or have a smile at. Obviously, the one this past week, we won't have a smile at that. That was, we didn't end up on the right side of that. But those games are fun. Those games are, you know, ones that do teach you a lot about how to control a game and what you need to do to control a game, but also can teach you a lot about fight and can teach you a lot about heart and about just kind of pushing to the end. I've definitely been a part of some thrilling games, a couple just recently, you know, look back at the national team game we had with Brazil, and just that sort of spirit and, you know, energy and will it takes to never give up at the end of the game and never give up no matter what. So those games are always kind of, you know, fun to have in your back pocket and just fun to go through and experience, but hopefully learn a lot from and not let happen again.
NWSL feels like it's been quite different this year. I mean, you've got North Carolina who have been pretty consistent from day one, but the teams around them, the other nine, you're all taking points off of each other. It's almost as though we're what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks away from the postseason, and still no one really knows who's going to qualify for the playoffs. Does it kind of feel like that way from the players' perspective as well?
Yeah, for sure. This league is crazy from top to bottom. You never know which team is going to win. You can say, oh, well, you know, North Carolina's doing well, but, you know, they could play anyone on the day and get beat, and that's sort of the same for anyone. The parity in the league this year is by far the best that it's been. The amount of quality players and teams that are very organized tactically and have game plans and have styles that they like to play, it's fun. Every week you're going to get, a super challenging great game. It's difficult, obviously, that every single game is insane. Every single game feels like it's the hardest you've ever played, and obviously with all the travel, but I'm really, happy with the way that the league has progressed and the way that the quality of the teams and the level has progressed over the 5 years. I think is something that the players and the teams can really be proud of.
Is that having an effect on the national team and way that's performing? Because obviously we're talking a few years ago, there was no NWSL. The US women's national team were at that time, what, Olympic gold medalists. They just got to the final of a 2011 World Cup. Granted, you won the World Cup in 2015, but how are you noticing the impact of the NWSL on the national team over the last couple of years?
I think it's great, to be honest. I've always felt like games is where you really cut your teeth and where you really sort of prove what kind of player you are, and the ability to have this many tough quality competitive matches for us, for a lot of different players to play in, I think is huge. I mean, it's tough with the national team. It's been tough in the past because even if we play 20, 25 games a year, you know, for the most part, there's a block of players that are playing the majority of the minutes, and then if you aren't one of those starters, then you kind of have to fight for minutes, and you really don't get the game time. I mean, practice is important, training camps are important, but there's nothing like throwing, you know, players into the fire and seeing how they perform in games, how they deal with it, how they deal with having to figure out different systems and playing against different teams and in pressure situations and just learning how to be consistent all the way throughout the season. I think that really sort of reveals what kind of player you are. And I think that you're seeing that. I think there's players that have come right out of the NWSL that have proven that they, probably were overlooked early on in their career, overlooked when they were younger. They hadn't been on the national team before. So I think it's great. I love having a league. I wish the league was 10 months long. I wish that this was sort of our main gig, and the national team can be sort of what it is all around the world. And hopefully our league will grow and continue to grow and be that for us. But I've always felt like it was very beneficial for the national team to have a thriving league that players can play in and clubs that players love to play for.
Well, the league obviously is giving the opportunity for a number of players to showcase their talents. We've seen a number of players come in from the league into the women's national team. Now, the last time that you and I spoke was after you won your 100th cap, so it was a little while ago. How are you enjoying still the experience of being part of that national team, knowing that you have some of the, I'm going to be careful how I word my phrase here, some of the younger players snapping away at your heels, looking to claim your position? How are you enjoying being part of the team at this point?
I love it. I love playing, period. I love having, the younger players come in and push. I'm happy for them to snap away. It pushes me. I feel like I have a lot to give to them as well. Ultimately, I want to win. I want to be on the best team that we can possibly have. I want to have the deepest, most talented squad that we can possibly have. I want to win another World Cup. I want to win another Olympics. I want to continue to be as successful as we've been able to be on the national team. So I'm happy for them to snap away. And, if they're better than me, I think I'll be willing to put my hand up and say that, but I don't know if we're there yet.
No way. No way.
No, but it's fun, though. It's fun to see, how good these kids are, and it's fun to see them in the league and how they're growing in the league and how much, they bring and the talent that they bring and the energy. Players like Sam Mewis and Rose Lavelle and Mallory Pugh and, Casey Short, even she's a little bit older than some of the young players. But it's just, it's awesome to see, you know, those kinds of players be able to translate what they're doing in the league to the national team, to the highest level, and to, you know, be a part of their development, but also just be a part of the national team. That's what it's about. It's about the best players from the country coming together and trying to, you know, be the best in the world.
One of the things that's quite different this year with the U.S. women's national team is obviously it's not a tournament year. Next year will not be a tournament year either. So we're seeing a bit more experimentation. Now, historically, you've been part of quite a settled squad under previous coaches, especially under Pia. We're seeing Jill Ellis try a lot of different things, different formations, different personnel. The U.S. women's national team is, well, without question, the most scrutinized team, not just in women's soccer in the U.S., but around the world, I would say. How are you dealing with the change in approach this year in terms of different formations, sometimes maybe having to sit out as other players are being tried? And I'm going to assume, obviously, it's working towards the 2019 World Cup. But as of now and as things stand, how are you dealing with the way that Jill is kind of approaching the team and maybe the views and scrutiny that maybe the team is coming under from outside?
Yeah, I think it's been interesting the last year and a half. I think with the, you know, the timing of my injury and, you know, not really being pulled in at the end of last year or getting minutes, you know, not being a part of the She Believes, I think it was sort of a time for me to kind of refocus on what I was doing and get healthy and get fit and put myself in the best position I could to be the best player. I think I'm more so focused on, you know, being just who I am and trying to, you know, get to a place where I feel comfortable and being successful with the rain and being, you know, the best player that I can for the rain and just kind of get back to playing football. I feel like there was just a period where I really didn't play that much football, whether that was from injury or coming back or rehabbing or whatever. And I missed it. And so I feel like I've more so been focusing on just getting back and playing and enjoying my football and, obviously being able to go in with the national team and, you know, play with the quality of players is huge. And, you know, being able to get back in with them was always my goal and always, you know, something that I had my eye on. I think it's good to have the competition. I think it's good to, you know, bring in players, give players a chance and see what they can do against the best competition in the country. So I think for us, it's been a big growing period. You know, eventually I think we need to sort of buckle down and be a lot more, I guess, focused in a way on, you know, the tactical side of the game and what we really will eventually kind of call our identity leading into the World Cup. But, you know, this was a good opportunity in between, obviously, World Cup and Olympics. It's kind of a long period of time with no tournaments, with no real competition. So I think that, you know, we've been able to, you know, kind of dig out a lot of different players and see a lot of different players. And, you know, I think kind of the next 6 months will sort of be the same thing. And then I think sort of leading into 2018, we'll kind of start to hone in on who we're really going to be leading into the World Cup.
We mentioned kind of that period where you weren't necessarily being given the minutes and you missed playing the game. The season finishes, October the 14th, as I said, is the championship game final. There's a few U.S. Women's National Team games, I think in October and November. Pino, our season has shifted over here to an autumn-winter season. You know, you could come and spend a bit of time over here in England to keep the football going if you wanted to. Bit of a loan move from Seattle.
I see where you're going with this. I'll think about it.
Hey, look, I'll get Heather O'Reilly on the phone to you to put in a good word, I reckon. But look, on a serious note, great to see you firing this year. Obviously disappointing with the injury, but we hope to see you back soon and firing before those playoffs come about. And fingers crossed for you and the Rain team, you'll be there in Orlando come the 14th of October.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.